More and more Americans are betting on their computers, playing poker online. It's now the most popular form of internet gambling, an industry that now takes in as much as $10 billion per year. Just 2 years ago, sports wagering was the most popular form of online gambling, but nowadays, poker is king. David Schwartz of the Center for Gaming Research at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, of course, says nearly 2 million players compete online every day.
Some of them are risking quite a bit of money, and some of them are using it as a way to make a living, which is really surprising. You've got people who basically work at like a job where they play online poker for 8, 10, or 12 hours a day, and maybe the bets themselves aren't that big, but cumulatively, they're able to make a living at it.
There is one catch. Playing online poker for money is illegal in the United States, but players in the U.S. are almost never prosecuted, and the operators of virtual poker halls are located offshore where they are not under the control of U.S. regulators. Anthony Cabot is a Las Vegas attorney specializing in gambling law.
Initially, when the Internet started, a number of the states took a strong interest in Internet gambling. The problem is that, let's say, for example, you have a company operating out of Costa Rica. It becomes practically impossible for a state to initiate any type of enforcement action against a non-U.S. company.
Now, some people would like to see those laws change in the U.S., but poker.coms stand to profit. In late June, the Gibraltar-based company Party Gaming went public on the London Stock Exchange, and its shares have since increased by 40%. At that Las Vegas Center for Gambling Research, David Schwartz says casinos are not too worried about losing business to people who stay at home betting in their underwear because casinos are adding tables to their poker rooms. More people are playing in person as well as online.